European reports that the speedy actions, and that's what you always want, some prompt responses. So I do not approve of the word delay that to use. So the congratulatory message was conveyed in due time. Now, if there are various interpretations, these are the interpretations and understanding of the media. We have had clear stances, and the message of the president was quite clear and supportive of the Syrian government and based on the macro policies of the Islamic Republic of Iran that's already been announced. I think these interpretations, our friends should call them some hasty or some delayed or visits or responses. Ismaili. Well, I have two questions, one of them regarding Iraq that you explained partly, but I want to ask specifically if the Iraqi government has asked Iran to dispatch forces regarding helping the Iraq situation, because we have pilgrims there and also a joint border. Second question regarding the Iranian sailor who was kidnapped by Somalian pirates. Has there been a deal, or he has escaped? And what's his situation like? Now, as for your first question, no such request has been made so far. You know, I just said that the Iraqi army, police, and security force, and the people of Iraq, they are capable enough to tackle the issue of terrorism and extremist groups' operations. So national unity of Iraq, if it's boosted, will also be further helpful. Now, regarding the Iran national, who was arrested by, was taken hostage by pirates, I think it was years ago, a long time ago, that the Iranian ship fell to the hand of the pirates, and then the parts of the crew from Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, and India. There was also one Iranian national among the crew members who were taken hostage. Then subsequently, we started our activities to secure his release. Our embassy in Kenya, because it was the closest and most relevant body close to that incident. So through that embassy, we started our activities. And fortunately, on the back of the efforts that our embassy made with the elders of the tribes, we established contacts. And those communication contacts continue to, recently, on the 17th of Hordad, our national could reach Kenya. And if the next flight is made, so he must be back home. No, if do we have any Iranian national taken hostage by pirates? No, as far as we know, there was only one Iranian national. Greetings. I want to ask you about foreign media regarding military cooperation, actually space cooperation between Iran and Russia. They have spoken of this, and they have said that Russia is training Iranian spacemen. Is this right? And also regarding joint power plants by Iran and Russia. Do you approve of this? And at what, if so, at what phase is that? Now, there have, regarding the second part of your question, there are some negotiations within Iran's atomic organization with relevant officials in Russia, because the construction of various power plants is actually on the agenda of our country, on our path toward progress and development. So negotiations with countries that possess that technology have been ongoing. Now it's at the level of negotiations for the time being, and Russia has had some proposals, but negotiations are still ongoing, so we should kind of wait and see where they come. Now, regarding the first part of the question, I have heard it here and there, but let's ask, and if I can find a more specific reply, if there is any training of the kind you mentioned, and which departments and which bodies, I will ask them and let you know. From Omid Hastei, Nuclear Hope website. Now, a former nuclear negotiator, for a while he has been writing some articles and drawing some red lines for the current negotiators to the effect that all the sanctions should be lifted at once at a time, and that we need our plutonium, and we shouldn't let go of that, and so on and so forth. If you could let us know what the red lines are on the agenda of our negotiating team now. Well, full restoration of our nuclear rights, the major part of which is the issue of enrichment. This is one of the topics that are being discussed now. Having that inside our country, that technology inside our country, as local technology, because that's what we have achieved so far, has been by our own scientists and youth. So we should follow on the same path. So the Islamic Republic of Iran has embarked on and started a research on the nuclear program and has achieved some capability based on local expertise. So this is the basis of our nuclear know-how that's based on our own capabilities and capacities. So we need to preserve this. Now, there are some friends who have some information and some have some expert interpretations. We have always said that we welcome any suggestions and proposals, but at the same time, we should also remind that at the very high level, at the level of Supreme National Security Council, they are at that level following and watching and actually the nuclear negotiations, all the red lines and everything, all the issues are being studied there, and decisions are being made there, policies are adopted there. So through media, if you want to draw some lines and try to, let's say, depict what the lines are, well, we can accept that as expert advice, but on the course of a negotiation or on the agenda of the negotiators' activities, if it could harm, then it will not be constructive that way. So hopefully, expert interpretations and technical or, let's say, media information that could help the public to have some information, it's fine, but it should be based on the topics, if the topics that are on the agenda, and I said the bases are actually dealt with at the highest level of officials, that's the Supreme National Security Council. Everything is decided there.
Well, that has been part of the weekly press conference right here in Tehran, the foreign ministry and spokeswoman Marzia Afkham, covering a wide range of subjects. First of all, the talks between the United States and Iran that took place 2 days in Geneva basically said that the talks of 11 hours of face-to-face talks with U.S. Were positive, but it's still the beginning, and that the talks were all within the framework of Iran's nuclear rights. Also touched on the situation in Iraq with the terrorists taking place, and she said that the Islamic Republic of Iran, of course, condemns terrorism, and not only Iran, but all countries have to work together to try to prevent terrorism all over the world, and that Iran is confident that the Iraqi army, the Iraqi military, along with his people, will be victorious. It is important that they keep a sense of national unity, and also with that, there were questions asking about, because many Iranians travel to Iraq, and she said that anyone wanting to travel there should be in touch with the foreign ministry to make sure that it's okay. Also said that, once again, Iran reiterates its total opposition to WMDs. all over the world, and that in order to have stability, that this basically needs to be done away with, not only in the region, but the world. These were the main topics that were covered this morning at the foreign ministry, and of course, we'll be bringing you all the important points on later news bulletins.